Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today from the Green County Medical Center is our own foundation director, our Green County Medical Foundation director, Holly Roberts, now joining us. So thank you very much, Holly, for being on.
Good morning.
Well, Holly, the reason why you're here is on behalf of the foundation, obviously, for the medical center. And most specifically, you've got a recent campaign out there to raise funds to get a brand new piece of equipment that sounds like has become a typical use around the state in medical centers in the healthcare industry about using a 3D mammography machine. First of all, can you just explain what kind of a piece of technology this is and how this will benefit the hospital?
Certainly. Thank you, Coltrane. Well, for a couple of years now, we have had a lot of requests from our current patients who have mammograms, and we have several people, women, who come to the medical center for their mammograms. But there's been a lot of information about 3D mammography. For instance, if you have a woman who has dense tissue, breast tissue, they require a 3D mammo to do the work for them. There's just so much proof and so much information has been passed along that really is state-of-the-art equipment. And of course, at the medical center, we want to do what's best for our patients. And when they ask for it, we want to be able to provide it. And plus, we know it's just the right thing to do. So we decided earlier this year that was a goal for the foundation, was to raise the funds for a 3D mammogram. And the cost of that machine is $350,000, which is a lot of money.
Sure.
But we feel confident that we can achieve that goal. We've got a lot of stages to this campaign. Our campaign is called Green County Medical Center, Adding a Third Dimension to Your Healthcare. And we are playing off of the 3D. First of all, in July, we had our golf outing, and we said right from the very beginning, all the proceeds from the golf outing, the net proceeds would go towards the 3D campaign. And so fortunately, our net was about $12,000. So that is going to be our starting amount towards the campaign. Also, the auxiliary, who is a wonderful volunteer arm of the medical center, voted to give the 3D mammogram program campaign $20,000. And our auxiliary are made up of a group of wonderful people. We have about 90 volunteers. And just as a little side note, I want to brag about them a little bit. They give about 8,000 hours a year, volunteer hours, to the medical center. So we're proud of them. They're proud of us. And it's a great partnership. As we go along with the campaign, we obviously want to include our employees in that first. We want to get them engaged. And so we are currently in a process of having our employee campaign, and we're doing what we call a penny war. And the penny war game is that we have 10 teams consisting of every one of the departments in the hospital.
Okay.
They have a container. They've decorated this container. The purpose of it is to put pennies in the containers. And that's the penny war part of it. Well, the rest of the story is that if you're on one team and I'm on another team and I'm, you know, kind of competitive and I want all the points I can get, and pennies represent points, positive points. But if I'm going to put money in your box, I might put in a quarter, because anything that's silver or is paper money like a dollar counts against you. So for a dollar, you have to subtract 100 points off of your total. So much fun, because we have people going from department to department trying to find their container. And obviously, they're going to put quarters or dimes or nickels in their container. So this is going to go until the 16th of November. Every Friday, we'll tally each other's totals.
Okay.
And then we'll tell them on Monday who's ahead. And so I can tell you from experience that when we get into that last week, the team that's got the most pennies, that's got the most points, is going to get some unwanted deposits that week into their box. So it's just a fun thing to do, a fun way to get the team members engaged, and there's a lot of excitement. And I felt like I needed to explain it, because if you come to the hospital for something and you see this box that's decorated, and we're letting them do whatever they want as a decoration. And remember, it has to do with 3D mammography. So the other thing that we've done using that 3D, adding a third dimension to your healthcare, is we've had a local vendor right here in town create some t-shirts for us. So we've got t-shirts for sale in the gift shop. They're $20 a piece, and anybody can buy them. So that also creates kind of a fun way to do some fundraising and brings the community into it. Because, you know, honestly, honestly, when you look over Greene County, everybody is touched one way or another by breast cancer. Either it's someone you know, a friend of yours, or, you know, it's just one of those things that unfortunately touches many people. So we do have a lot of people in the community that buy the t-shirts to wear them just to show that they are in support of the campaign.
Is there going to be a kind of a public portion to your campaign that'll be happening here in the month of November or later on in your campaign?
Yes, there is. Actually, every year the hospital chooses a piece of equipment that they want to fundraise for, and we have what we call our Greenbacker campaign, and that usually kicks off in November. And this year, the Greenbacker is dedicated to the 3D mammogram. And so that will be something that will become public once we have these other fun stages. And then we have an event that I'm going to try to pull off in February or March after the first of the year. And I'm not going to reveal it right now, but it's going to be a very fun thing. And it will be very unique to the hospital. It will include public participation. And so we'll just talk more about that later. One of the other things that we're going to use funds from a event that we do, and this is an auxiliary event. Okay. Every year we give out trees and wreaths to people and a lot of our own employees, and they decorate them and then bring them back, and then we have a silent auction. And that's called our Holiday of Lights. And so we're in the process now. We still have wreaths and trees available in the gift shop that we just give to people. And we'd like to have those back by November 6th. And then the second week of December, we will actually have the auction. And the proceeds from that will go towards the 3D program. And I will also be writing some grants and doing some things like that. You know, as I said, it's a lot of money, but we feel very confident that our patients and the people in our community will see the need, rally around this campaign, and help us be successful.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Greene County program, presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton, here with Greene County Medical Center Foundation Director Holly Roberts. Once again, Community State Bank in Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.